Good evening, listeners, fellow explorers, Raglan, the World Wide Web. Welcome back to another episode of The Fourth World, a show that brings you hybrid mongrel music from the edges, from the outer edges. Well, maybe not the outer edges, but the edges nonetheless. I'll be here from 8:30 till 10. I'm Louis. I'm your host and a very enthusiastic amateur. That's my credentials. Take them or leave them. Either way, you're here listening, so thank you. Tonight's show is going to be installment number 3 of my series, which is running inside of the Fourth World. It's called The Antidote to Our Lack of Attention Span, and this is number 3, the third installment in the series. The idea with this series is I kind of like to be an anti-radio show. Radio is typically, you know, 3-minute, 4-minute songs. People's brains are naturally scattered these days. There's too much going on. And to me, the joy of doing a radio show is, although you can get it on replay, fine, I concede that. I do love the immediacy and the sort of the antiquated kind of beauty of doing a live radio show, and sort of as a extension of that sentiment, I like the idea of not pandering to sort of mainstream whims, which is the TikTok, the Snapchat, all that stuff. You know, sure, they have their place. Sometimes you just want to see a hamster doing nasty things to a fish or something along those lines. Or you just want to see something silly. Or you just want to switch off, that's fine. But I think there's too much of it in today's world, and I quite like the idea of going back to a place or encouraging a space where we change our mindset a little bit. We change gears. We change down to a slightly lower gear, and we just take the time to absorb some songs. So that was a very abstract way of explaining the theme. The theme basically is long songs, longer songs, long format. Generally, I go for a minimum 10 minutes as my sort of guiding mark. That's why I'm breaking the tradition, and I don't have a song to introduce the show tonight. I'm just straight into me and my voice. Because the first song is 18 minutes and 39 seconds long, so you might tune in and you might think, what is going on? Is this the Fourth World? I mean, it certainly sounds like the Fourth World, but who knows? Sadly, the downside of doing a radio show, or my radio show, for me, is that I feel like I want people to know that it's actually someone in the studio playing these songs rather than just a stacker. So I have to talk. It's a necessary evil. And I get carried away sometimes. So we're going to play... I'm going to play some extended songs tonight. We have 5 wonderful songs for you. Previous installments of this series, The Antidote to Our Lack of Attention Span, have been more abstract, sort of naturally, more instrumental, less conventional. Tonight, I sort of wanted to explore a different aspect of what a long format song can look like. So there is some sort of conventional aspects. The base of this music is, to me, is, you know, well, there's drums, there's bands, there's guitars, there's you know, there's lyrics, there's singing, there's, you know, all these sort of conventional things, but they just sort of been expanded and evolved, and, you know, they've gone to the next level, I feel. So just relax. You got nowhere to go. No point running constantly onto your death. Just take a breather, get a cup of tea, and just enjoy the sort of meandering journey. That word has been bastardized by corny elements in society. And you may say, hey, who's to say you're not one of them? But anyway, I'm going to claim it back and say, just allow yourself to go on this journey. All right, without further ado, let's get on with the show. If you don't know, if you've just randomly tuned in, this is Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. You can tune in on raglanradio.com. If you happen to be in your car and you want to keep listening when you get home or something along those lines. And you can also find the recordings of these shows along with track lists or links to Spotify playlists that I put up on raglanradio.com. As I always say, just look for the fourth world. You'll see a picture of an aged chimpanzee astronaut, and that, and you'll find all the shows there. We're up to number 22. So there's a few shows there. Every show is different, has a different flavour. The underlying spice is fourth world, but the general theme of each show is different. So do check those out. Yes. So without further ado, I'm going to play you a wonderful song, which is actually a new version of an older song. It's called The Radicalization of D, and it's this rendition is by Springtime, which is a collection of three absolutely precious musicians, precious gems in the world, I would say. It's a bit waxing lyrical, but anyway. Gareth Lydiard is one of them. And he originally wrote the song. It was off his album, is it Strange Tourist? I think. Nice, beautiful, great album from 2010, yeah, Strange Tourist. Check that out. Many wonderful songs on that album. But this is Gareth Lydiard playing with Jim Whites and Chris Abrams as Springtime. So it's slightly fleshed out. A little bit more. The previous version is just him with his guitar, pretty much. But yeah, Jim White is of Dirty Three fame, another wonderful Australian band. Gareth Lydiard is obviously Australian. He is known as being part of the Tropic Fuck Storm, great band, and also the Drones, which are now, I guess, sort of defunct. Who knows, they might come back. And then the last member, Chris Abrahams, is playing keys, Jim White on drums, Gareth plays guitar and sings. Chris Abrahams is of the Next fame, and, you know, he's done many other musical exploits, but the most lauded, I suppose, or well known is the Next. Brilliant band. They're pretty much the spirit of this series, so they do long form explorations, which is pretty wonderful. Okay, I'll play the song. This is The Radicalization of D by Springtime. Thank you.
prisoner as I swing. Kills a magpie in a backyard with his homemade gun. He steals chlorine from the neighbor's swimming pool. He puts it in a coffee jar and then pours brake fluid in it. Makes a pothole using match heads, but it fizzles when he runs. He tries again using the powder from the shells of his old man's shotgun, and it hisses like the feral cat he's seen. Slithers like the snake he killed. It leaves a scorch mark on the pavement, and he's badly beaten for it. He finds a playboy on the way to school and tries remembering his mom. Throws rocks at a girl he likes, and he's sent home before lunch. He finds a King Kong doll beneath a bush. It's probably some rich kid, but it roars ants when he shakes it, so he drops it in a bin. It gets late, dinner time comes. He puts tinned beans on white tip top. He halves it with his fingers and then shares it with the dog. He jumps a cyclone fence to the sound of his old man fucking through the evening. He finds a severed kangaroo hind leg just laying in a clearing. And there's a tendon or a tapeworm that retracts after a kick. He finds a new stench nearly makes him puke when he pokes it with a stick. He meets his friend near there, and they go on to his house down the road. His sister lets him in. Goes back upstairs, we're in a bathrobe, and there's a filler shave full of hair clippings in a bathroom near her bra. They go outside, they find some car keys and search a V8 car. And there's a videotape in a paper bag, it's hid under the seat. They hit play on a VHS machine and start to hear flute music. And now there's two girls on a farm somewhere, and they're playing with a Labrador that rolls onto its back like it has been through this before. It's the first time D hears flute music, and the last time he thinks about girls. He sneaks back home about 10 o'clock, gets inside using the dog door. Surfing networks instead. And this tank out a diesel near a Caltex service station. And there's a standoff, and he's tear gassed and not heard of again. And Dee's father dies of cancer the next Christmas day. He saw hopped up on his morphine that he can't get straight. He says, be proud of me, my boy. You see, I am finally off the fags since they caught me upstairs smoking on the helipad. They cut the tumor off his liver, but he died without it. It seems like no one gets to choose what they can live without. You see, it don't matter about money when there ain't no way around, and you are living in a nightmare you can't bribe your way out of. Finds a one-room flat that overlooks an underpass, and he works part-time as a laborer. It's okay, oh it's hard, but then some black kid steals his concession card and beats him around his head. Next time DC's an army surplus store, steals a bayonet. But then one day the bus to work knocks down the kid that held him up, and he dies laying in the street. The driver don't make too much fuss. He smokes a ciggy with the cops, and the ambulance is running late. And something inside D finds all this very, very strange. And soon after that, the work dries up, and D starts drinking hard. He starts drinking cheap cask wine with the old black fellas living in the park. And one has a tattoo of a swastika made with candles, soap and spoons. He says he's half caste and that full bloods prefer petrol over goon. He says he was brought up on a mission, then became a Viet Vet. He ain't got a single tooth to chew, so Dee gives him his bayonet. He's got white scars between his knuckles, or what's left of them, and says, you see, I'm white too. I just cannot drink inside the way you like to. Young D becomes so tight, a star they shoot spotlight. They get a year's lease on a duplex. And Werner finds D some work as an unlicensed forklift driver in a fish market for cash. And he's got pictures of Adolf Hitler, antique copies of Mein Kampf. But D thinks Hitler's obsolete, and one has practiced to relax. But one finished high school, and then he studied engineering. D never did finish school, and one breaks the news that evening. The RAAF have said they've accepted his application to be trained to work on Hercules, 2,000 miles away. He leaves tomorrow for New South Wales and throws a party late that night. They get to drinking and they're talking, then they argue, then they fight. D comes to bleeding in his bedroom, begging Werner not to go. But Werner's full weight's on his back now, and he's face down in a pillow. Next afternoon, but Werner is long gone. He tries to find his 22, but there ain't no shells at all. Insured for his life. us just to bring you breaking news. There's a building in Manhattan and it's burning.
And that was the one and only Gareth Lydiard playing with the one and only Jim White, along with the one and only Chris Abrahams. So they are together, all three, springtime. And they make great music. Noisy, chaotic, wonderful music. So do check them out. Favorite is brain freeze. Will to Power. Will to Power is a good place to start. Check that out by springtime. I have to say, all of Gareth's projects are just epic and genius, and I don't know, he's like the Tim Winton of the musical world or something. His lyrics are fabulous, and you know, I wish I could sing with such conviction and sort of abandon. But anyway, wonderful. So that was off their Night Raver EP, which was from 2022, fairly new. It's the latest music, pretty much latest music that Gareth put out. I mean, Tropical Fuck Storm is still kind of putting odd bits out, and hopefully they continue. Check them out too. But I'm going to play another song, because you'd rather listen to music than my voice. I'd rather listen to music than my voice. This song is called The Barbarian, and this is by, again, three musicians, three great musicians in their own right. I've played a couple of them many times. That one is Tony Allen. He's a drummer. He is absolute legend. He died recently. I think he died in 2021, yeah. And this album was recorded just before he died, and it is an album by him along with Jonah's Policewoman, who is Joan Wasser. She's a violinist, singer, songwriter. I've talked about her a couple of times, so I don't want to repeat myself, but most famous little sort of like interesting fact is that she was together with jeepers, totally forgot his name off the top of my head, famous singer, oh my god, I'm gonna have to do the old terrible Google thing. Anyway, moving on. Anyway, she was together with Jeff Buckley. Oh my god. She was together with Jeff Buckley when he tragically died in the Mississippi River. So that's kind of an interesting point. But she's played with many bands, played violin for a lot of bands, and then now she's Jonah's Policewoman is her main vehicle for music. But yeah, her, Tony Allen, and Dave Okuma, they all got together in the studio. Dave Okuma, if you don't know, is sort of leader or part of a band called The Invisible. So they got together and played and created this track, album, called The Solution is Restless. It's a great album. I really like it. It's an album which I can listen to from the start to finish and pretty much enjoy the whole lot, which is, you know, pretty hard these days, because as we know, we listen differently these days. We listen to one song here, one song there. Don't often sit down to an album. This is The Barbarian off the album called The Solution is Restless by Joan as Policewoman, Tony Allen, and Dave Okuma. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio. I'm Louie. This is The Fourth World, and I'll be going through till around about 10 o'clock. So stay tuned. We have some good songs coming, but right now, the Barbarian.
That I'm tender like the night.
And that was The Barbarian by Joan and Policewoman. Sorry, I'm muddling my words up right now. Got a bit taken by surprise by the end of that song. So that was The Barbarian from Joan as Policewoman, Tony Allen and Dave Akuma. Off their album, The Solution is Restless from 2021. And I didn't mention earlier, but Tony Allen is an absolute legend, musical legend. His sort of credo is he was instrumental in creating the genre, I guess, that is Afrobeat, along with Fela Kuti. He composed and arranged and drummed as well. He's a drummer predominantly, but he was part of Fela Kuti's band, and I think he did a lot of the... Well, he worked a lot on the arrangements, but I'm no expert. So this is The Fourth World. Tonight we are we're concentrating on long format songs, minimum 10 minutes. It's the installment number 3 of what I'm calling my antidote to our lack of attention span series. As the title suggests, it's a sort of a futile attempt at counteracting the hyperactivity of today's world, today's life. And I just sort of wonder why even my own brain reacts to sitting down and just taking the time to listen to a longer song. I just want a sweet hit of sugary shortness. I just sort of wonder why. And some of my greatest music listening moments are these sort of extended explorations of an idea that these long songs are. They just kind of give, I feel like they give you the space and the time to just really sink into the song and into the music. So I really love it, and that is what I'm promoting with this series, is just slowing down a bit, taking the time to feel the music and really sit with it. So grab a cup of tea, because we've still got some good songs. Up next is another artist that I've played a bit. I tend to try and play old favourites along with brand new ones. And some weeks there's more old favourites than brand new ones, but and maybe that's tonight. But that's fine. It's not about the new shiny thing. And everything is new at some point to each person. So this is, I'll stop waxing lyrical. This is not just a Ghost Heart by Songs Ohio. Songs Ohio, if you don't know, is Jason Molina, who sadly passed away on the 16th of March 2013. He was only 39 years of age. He was a chronic alcoholic, apparently. I didn't know him. But apparently he was a chronic alcoholic, and he died of liver failure. You have to abuse your liver pretty hard for it to just up and fail at the age of 39. So he was obviously a very melancholy man. But his art is probably more the greater for it. So thank you, Jason Molina, for sacrificing yourself for your art. This is, as I said, off the album Ghost Tropic from 2000, which is a beautiful album. It's quite atmospheric, an album. It's not as straightforward sort of folky stuff as some of the stuff, or sort of not as sort of country, sort of rock, not rock, but, country-ish as his later stuff, that he was playing with Magnolia Electric Co. That was his band that he formed after Songs Ohio. That was actually the name of his last, I think it was the last Songs Ohio album. But anyway, this is Not Just a Ghost Heart from Songs Ohio, and you're listening to Raven Community Radio. This is The Fourth World, and we're going through till about 10 o'clock, so stay tuned. We have a couple of really nice songs to go, including, not including this one, so we've got about three more really lovely songs. So do stay tuned and enjoy this next song. And that was Not Just a Ghost Heart by Songs Ahia off the album Ghost Tropic from 2000. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and this is The Fourth World, the show where we explore the edges of a different part of the musical universe each week. And tonight it is long form songs, of a sort of bandish nature, for want of a better term. I just made that up. I think you get what I'm saying here. As always, I mean, not as always, but I always say this, but I guess you might have tuned in fresh and never listened to the show before, but I do upload the recordings of these shows to the website, and you can find a playlist there as well. So if you want to know what any of these songs are, you can find that playlist. And it's actually a link to Spotify playlist. My manager here at the radio show, Aaron, he doesn't think it's a good idea to share the playlist, because actually people should listen to my radio show. But I don't know. I actually think I just want to share the music. So I'd rather you... Yeah, I'd actually rather do myself out of a job and you just go and listen to the playlist. But either way, you have a listen, go there, check them out. If you like any of these songs, you can find them there. Explore these artists, do your own digging. There's a world of music within each one of these songs, you know, connected artists, projects, songs, albums. It's all in there. So do go and do some digging. So up next, I'm going to play an artist that is fairly new to me. It's an artist called Katie Gately. And I'm going to play a song called Bracer off her album Loom, which is from 2020. And Katie Gately is... she's a British artist. British... sorry, no, not British. American musician and producer. I don't know too much about her, to be honest, but her album Loom is pretty cool, and then some of her new stuff, so check her out. Do your own research. I'm just going to play this song. Enough sort of stuttering and stumbling over my words. I'll just play the music. So this is Bracer by Katie Gately off her album Loom, and you're listening to Raglan Community Radio. This is The Fourth World. Sorted was my yard.
penchant is paved in silence. Silence.
Take my sin.
And that was Bracer by K.T. Gately off her album Loom. That was an epic, epic builder. That's the beauty of these long songs. They have time to build, to really build, you know, to get you down low in your balls, you know, or your ovaries, whatever you happen to possess. Kay Gately, she's an American musician. Apparently she's done remix work for Bjork, which, you know, is one of my favourite artists personally. Long time. I mean, to be completely honest, I didn't like Bjork's last couple albums, but still Radio is one of the best. And apparently remixes for Zola Jesus, production for Serpent with Feet. So she's done a bit, and there's just a little bit I want to read. I should have read it before I played the song, because it kind of adds quite a poignant dimension to the track. But apparently her mother died of cancer, I think, and Katie was almost finished, near completion of an album, and when she found out about her mother's diagnosis, she just pretty much threw that album aside and went home and rebuilt the album from scratch. Well, not completely from scratch. She built it around that track, which is Bracer, which was her mother's favorite of that abandoned album. So she took that song and rebuilt the whole album around it. So that's quite, you know, adds some sort of emotional dimension to the whole thing. So that was Bracer by Katie Gately. So this pretty much brings us to the end of the show. The last song anyway. I'll say my goodbyes after the song. This is by a band and a man and a band who I love dearly, and through the ups and downs, and I have played them a few times before. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is off their album Ghosting, which is one of their, I should know this, it's their latest album. It is their latest album, yeah. So this is their last album. I probably couldn't listen to the whole album. This is my favourite song off the album. I find it quite skillful how, if you listen to the song at the end, he kind of weaves in this story of from the sort of Buddhist histories of this mother who lost her son. I think he does it really cleverly, because it's pretty hard to sort of sing about topics like that, I think, without, you know, and make it still sort of feel relevant and meaningful. So have a listen to this song. It's sort of Nick Cave in a different, slightly different vocal style too. He kind of uses a lot of falsetto, which, you know, love it or hate it. I think it works in this case. So this is Hollywood by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds off their album Ghosting from 2019. It's been a little while since they put an album out. Who knows, they might be working on one. I haven't been reading interviews and stuff, so I don't know what they're up to right now, but I'll just wait and see. Well, actually, no, they have put a single out recently, which I wasn't a huge fan of, but meh, either way. So this is Hollywood by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and you are listening to Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. Whoops, here we go. Thank you.
buzz continued through the night. The kid with a bad face appeared at the window and disappeared into the headlight. I was halfway to the Pacific coast. I'd left you in your longing, in your yearning like a ghost. There's little room for wonder now, and little room for wildness too. We crawl into our wounds. I'm nearly all the way to Malibu. I'm gonna buy me a house up in the hills, with a tear-shaped pool and a gun that kills. 'Cause they say there is a cougar that roams these parts, with a terrible engine of wrath for a heart. That she is wise and rare and full of all kinds of harm, and stalks the perimeter all day long. But at night lays trembling in my arms. And I'm just waiting now, my time to come. And I'm just waiting now for my time. darling, your dreams were your greatest part. I carry them with me in my heart. Darling, your dreams were your greatest part. I carry them with me in my heart. Somewhere, don't know, out of the sea, and I'm standing on the shore. Everyone begins to run. The kid drops his bucket and spade and climbs into the sun. forest and buried her child.
The great Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Hollywood off their 2019 album Ghosteen. And I don't know about you, but every second of that song keeps me absolutely enthralled and enraptured. And yeah, I don't know if you know much about Nick Cave's personal story, but it kind of does add to the sort of sincerity of that song for me personally, when I know that the tragic death of his own son that happened recently, not long before that album. Tonight's show's almost been songs of loss and mourning in a way, with Bracer and Hollywood and just the general sentiment. But yeah, human beings, we love a bit of sadness, don't we? And also, I think it's full moon tonight, am I right? And I feel like it's kind of full moon music. What do you think? The songs have a certain sort of nighttime full moon kind of feeling. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I have certainly enjoyed the show. You know, if nothing else, I love hearing these songs because I just feel like human creativity is kind of just an inexhaustible well, and it brings me very much a very huge amount of joy. Sometimes that joy comes in the form of sadness, sometimes madness, and all, you know, anger, all that good stuff. You know, it's all real human emotions, and it's what we live life for, really, isn't it? Okay, jeepers, I'm getting poetic, aren't I, unintentionally. As I said before, me speaking is a necessary evil, but I get, you know, because I'd rather you just hear the music, but I get carried away. The music does that to you, doesn't it? Alright, next week is going to be something completely different, as always. I wanted to bring you a certain show this week, but I didn't quite have it perfected. I didn't have quite the right mix of tracks there, but I think I'll have it by next week. Little sneak preview, it is based around Jan Jelinek. I think that's his name, Jan Jelinek's album, where he took these interviews of German broadcasting organization's recordings, and I mean, he would get some good songs out of me anyway, because he took all the pauses, the ums, the ahs, all the sort of dead air sort of in between bits, and he crafted these songs out of them, and I really love that album. And so basically from start to finish, that those songs are alternated between other songs, and loosely based around the human voice. So hopefully next week I'll have that show for you. Otherwise it could be anything really. Either that or installment number two of my Ode to Africa. So those are your options. Or it could be anything else. All right, okay. I'm rambling now. Thanks for listening. This has been The Fourth World. I'm Louis. And we'll see you next week. I'm here pretty much every week. I have the odd moment where I go on holiday and struggle to get back, but I'm back on board now. So Wednesday, 8:30 till 10, I'll be here. And you've been listening to Raglan Community Radio, the wonderful platform that allows any old weirdo to come in off the street and express themselves. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Good night.